Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We are changing gear now. We're actually going to focus on Joy itself.
That's right, and you have a...
I have a declaration to make. So before I make my declaration, what we generally do here on this show is that we actually bring in board directors, Joy, very own board Joy directors, for a bit of a chat about their achievements, what they enjoy about the show, what they enjoy, not the show, the station, why they're engaged with the organisation, etc. So we've actually been through a number of board directors, and on this occasion we're going to talk with Ian Greystone, who happens to be the treasurer and also happens to be my partner.
Your significant other.
He's my significant other.
Your domestic partner.
There we go. So there are some people here who believe that constitutes a conflict of interest. I'm not quite sure what the conflict is. But here we go. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Great.
Great sound effect there, Paul. Very good.
Great to have you in the studio. And
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And thank you for making yourself available this morning. Let me kick off the conversation by asking you, what is it that you personally love about Joy?
Gee, that's a very good question. What I like about Joy is...
I said love, not like.
What I like about Joy... look, I like the fact that it's very important to the community. I think it provides... a fun aspect in terms of keeping the community informed of things that are happening, but also very key to the community is the fact that it plays an important role in representing the voice of the community and presenting our cause to the broader community. And the example that I was going to talk about was if we looked at the marriage equality debate, we know that that was a fairly heated debate. It impacted on a lot of people in our community. And what we saw was an uplift in the listenership of the radio station. We saw some pretty key individuals come in to present different points of view. And what that showed to me was that, you know, Joy was important 25 years ago and it was important last year with that particular debate. And I know, Mackie, you've alluded to the conversations with religious freedoms and things that are happening at the moment. Here we're reading about things with Trump rolling back some adoption rights. Yep. That was in the paper today. So we know that in terms of representing the voice of the community, Joy is still really, really important to us. And, you know, as treasurer, that's key to why we need money, and that's my call out to our members and listeners to please sign and join up, because to be the voice of the community, we, again, to quote you, Macca, we are on air, we don't run on air, and we need your support from a member's perspective.
So as a board director...
I should say one other thing personally, and I heard Anne Hamilton mention this the other day, we're not young. I'm not young, and I'd say, you know, middle to senior years, and certainly Joy was key to my coming out and remaining connected to that whole process, and hopefully that's less of a role today, but I still think it plays a role with a lot of people, and so there's a history from my own perspective in terms of the power of Joy.
And I think, Ian, when you look at the diversity of the programming on Joy, the, you know, go through the program grid, look at the programming that we put to air, I think our community and diversity of our community is very well represented, and the, you know, a significant number of trans folk on air, young people on air, more senior people on air. It's great, and I say to people about Joy, just think for a moment, if you turn the radio on to 94.9 and there was nothing.
You would be
relying on other stations, both public and commercial broadcasters, to represent our community and to talk about our community and to debate the issues that are important to our community, not for 36 seconds in a sound grab, but, you know, for long periods, for, you know, hours and hours every day of every week, of every month, of every year. If that's important to you, and we've seen one of our most significant platforms in our community, Star Observer, is in some difficulties at the moment in... voluntary administration. Think about that.
Back to you, Ian.
Thanks,
so, and these are questions that we ask all Joy board directors. What are your proudest achievements as a board director?
The proudest achievement would be I'm up to my fourth year now, so we've seen... well, look, I think keeping it going, it's the 25... It's keeping it going for a few of those 25 years, maintaining some stability, bringing a level of business experience at the board to running that, and maintain focus on that.
So, that's fantastic. We've just had a message here from one of our listeners, the lovely Kathy, who says, yay, Tass and Ian on air together. Kathy, it's about time we had you back on air, so we will be in touch.
Yep. I think, Ian, in that, you know, in the time, this is your fourth year, and, you know, I've been around Joy a long time, and there's one thing that has always been central to Joy's survival, and that is money, and that we always challenged by this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had some fantastic radiothon results over the years.
Yep.
You know, sponsorship, you know, is also the lifeblood of the station. And there's no easy solution, is there, Ian?
I mean, no, look, that's what I wanted to cover off. I mean, if we look at Joy, and I'll just run through some of the facts that came out with the radiothon promotion. I mean, we've been going for 25 years. We're the voice of the LGBTIQ plus community. I've already mentioned that. We run free campaigns for different aspects of the community. We've got around 2,000 members. We know from surveys that we're about 530,000 listeners each month. And what we...
How does that compare with other stations?
More than Radio National in Melbourne.
Just above Radio National.
What about 3AW?
Oh, we're below Radio 3AW.
Oh, right.
So, but the thing that I wanted to cover is, and this is, as a board member, I feel personally quite pressured, is with this 25 years behind us, is the point is we run entirely on volunteers and on donations and the support of our members. And without that money, we wouldn't be here. And the issue that I see is that we have the money comes in and the money goes out, and we talk about it all the time. So, you know, we're coming up to the end of our financial year, and yes, we'll click over another year, but then come July, we set back to zero. So we don't have a lot of money in reserve. So again, I'm going back to we really need the support of the members. So the money that we get comes from advertising and sponsorship. Then we get some from memberships, and that's been fairly static over the last few years. I was told that's happening with a lot of the community radio stations out there. And then we have patrons, donations, and some grants as well. So all in, it's money in, money out, and that's the pressure. And as a
volunteer, hearing you say that's one of your constant challenges.
One of the constant challenges
is your revenue. So what other challenges do you experience? Yep.
Well, there's many other challenges, isn't there?
Look, he's got a long list there, Tass.
Look, the biggest challenges that aside from the money, which is pretty significant, is that, as you know, Joy will be moving. So we're in a building that's owned by the Melbourne City Council. They want to redevelop this site. We know we've got the Pride Centre that's being built in St Kilda. And we know that to move, we think it's going to be circa $500,000. I've got the Prez sitting next to me. She might correct me.
We'll be speaking to the chair a little bit later.
So we know that's going to be a lot of money. So that's definitely... quite a challenge for us, and just in the general daily running of the station, there's managing the technology. So, you know, media's technology heavy, and we have to keep that up to date. So that's a constant challenge. And then there's the various aspects of managing all the volunteers, the staff, and the different other ways that we now communicate outside of traditional broadcast, with, you know, managing social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, the website. Like, we're looking at a website redesign. So it all costs money, and it's all a lot of resource. So it's just managing all of that.
So just one final question before we break. What's the future look like for you? Where would you like to see Joy in, you know, by the time you finished your current term?
Well, the vision would be a fantastic new home with fantastic facilities and financial stability. And we talk at the board level about having, I'm trying to think of the right word, we've talked about having like a large fund of money that we can draw down on the dividend or the income. We don't have to rely on every year, every dollar comes in and every dollar goes out and it resets. We'd really like to have a pool of money that would have... And I thought when I first got on the board that we could do that, and I still think we can, but it's a challenge. And that would be the optimum is new home with some longevity and stability about that, new facilities and, you know, this large pool of cash that we can live on the interest of.
Where's it going to come from?
Well, I'm calling out to the members and the people that are listening out there. We're open to ideas. It's easier said than done, and that's what we're looking for.
Ian, we've had a flurry of feedback and comments. We've got a comment here from Megan Smith who says, fantastic to hear Ian on Joy and the excellent work he does at a board level. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks,
from Megan Smith. Isn't that lovely?
Lovely.
And another message here from Graham, who really is asking about how the radiothon went. So we will come back to that topic, but not just yet.
There's a number of components to this.
Well, you know, we are going to take a very short break, but we're going to come back. Now, hopefully, Ian, you can stay in the studio if you've got the time and the availability to do that. We're going to chat with the chair of the board, Melinda Rich, about Radiothon, and you might be able to participate in that discussion as well.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.